tape will become part of the Scandinavian Immigrant Experience Collection at Pacific Lutheran University. The date today is April 1st, 1982. The interview is taking place in Paulsboro, Washington, and is being conducted by Donna Maloney. What is your full name, please?
Ellen Hoke Anderson.
Anderson.
Yeah.
Okay. When and where were you born?
I was born in Fredericia, Denmark.
What part of Denmark is that? Is that?
That's Jutland. Southern part of Jutland.
Southern part?
Yeah.
How do you spell that, the town's name?
It's just like Frederick, and then it's I-A afterwards. Fredericia. Fredericia.
What were your parents' names?
Frederick Hoke. Mm-hmm. He was with the military over there for 35 years.
Mm-hmm. And what about your mother? What was her name?
Henrietta von Koos. Mm-hmm. Her family was aristocrats, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I have my mother's family papers from the 1300 and on.
Is that right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you remember any stories about them, about your mother's childhood?
Not except that when she was a young girl, her and her sister, they traveled around to the different big estates, and so because they were aristocrats, and then my grandfather was the one that was aristocrat, and he married a school teacher, mm-hmm. and she was commoner, and there he lost. His family just didn't want to consider him anymore.
Oh, did he have a title? Does his father's they would have been called?
No, I don't know what they were. That I don't remember. But he caution for somebody that his wife's brother built a new factory, mm-hmm. and he, you know, stood behind him,
mm-hmm.
and the factory burned down before they got insurance, and he lost everything he had.
Oh my goodness!
Then he sold his big estate and that, and then he got to be a policeman in one of the small towns. So mm-hmm. that's for the time I remember him. Mm-hmm. I don't remember him from before that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So they're both, of course, dead many years ago. Uh-huh. And my parents are dead.
Uh-huh.
So, and on my father's family, my father's father was in the military too all his life.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was confirmed when he was 14 in a uniform. That was during the, the 1864 war, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Or 48?
I can't remember my...
Sadly, doesn't it?
Anyhow, he was confirmed in uniform, and as I have been told over there, that he stood model to that little soldier, that one up there that stands in place in Copenhagen, the little hornblaser. He was the hornblower as 14-year-old in the army.
Uh-huh. And he was the model for the statue that stands in Copenhagen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
where one. Is the statue? I guess I don't know.
I can't remember exactly where. I've seen it there.
Uh-huh.
It's out there, not too far from the mermaid. Langlinger.
Oh, right, yeah. I know where that is. There's
there.
A park there.
Yeah,
a
little
mermaid.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's there. I've seen it because we've made
it. Well, it's out there in that park, yeah.
Yeah, whether it's authentic, I couldn't swear to,
uh-huh.
but I was told through the family over there that
well,
that what it
very
was.
Very well be true then.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Uh-huh. Well, did you had brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I had three brothers and one sister.
Mm-hmm. What were their names?
One was Sven,
uh-huh.
and one was Wolfgang. He was named after my two grandfathers. One was Wolfgang and one was Gottlieb, and the poor kid was blessed with both names.
Oh, dear.
And then I have a sister, Anna Margrethe, mm-hmm. and then me, and my youngest brother.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Spain right now. That's the only one in my family that's living.
I see.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about the family names? Have they been changed?
No, I know my dad's name is originally, it's German, Hoch, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. that's real German. And we don't know when they came to mm-hmm. Denmark from Germany.
How do you spell Hoch?
H-O-C-H.
Oh. Hoch der Kaiser.
Oh, yes.
Just like that, yeah.
Uh-huh. Your father was in the military. Did you live on military
well,
bases
then? Well, no, we lived in town, but there was the big bases in those towns, mm-hmm. but we didn't leave right on the base.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't move different places?
Well, yeah, we moved several times with the whole department. He was in Mooch, you know, so.
Uh-huh.
But then he retired, and we moved to a little town up northern part of Jutland.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I came from when I came over here in 1925.
Uh-huh.
And then my parents later on moved back to their hometown, Fredericia,
mm-hmm.
because all we kids were born there. And my dad was born there, mm-hmm. so that was their town.
Uh-huh. Do you remember how you celebrated holidays there? You celebrated Christmas and
oh, gosh, yeah, we sure did celebrate. Uh-huh. We started a long time before Christmas uh-huh. making all the different things, and I guess my dad and my husband's family did the same
uh-huh.
thing for the tree. And my dad always decorated the tree, and that was in a room where the door was closed.
Mm-hmm.
And we never saw the tree before after dinner. My dad went in and turned all the light on. That was live candles that time,
uh-huh.
you know. And then opened the doors, and we came in, and we all hold hands and walked around the tree, you know, and sang all the Christmas
yeah.
hymns, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's one thing I kind of miss now.
Oh.
We don't do those things.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we did that here.
We did it when our children were small, we did it.
Mm-hmm.
But now you see they're married to Americans, so you know that kind of...
Mm-hmm. Yes, changes. Go,
yeah.
Uh-huh. What about some of the foods, do you remember?
Oh, we always had red cabbage and pork roast
uh-huh.
and Danish apple cake for dessert.
Uh-huh.
That was... And then I'll tell you one thing that we always did. Before we served any of that, we each had a little bowl of rice cooked in milk
mm-hmm.
with a whole almond in. And whoever got that almond got a prize.
Uh-huh.
Almond prize. You probably heard about
yeah,
that before.
The, yeah.
yeah. And we still do that. And our great-grandchildren, they're looking forward to that every year.
Oh,
it isn't Christmas if
uh-huh.
we don't have it.
Yeah. Who will have the almond then?
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. Do you... Then when did you come to the U.S.?
I came in 1925. I was
mm-hmm.
18 years old
mm-hmm.
when I came.
You had gone to school there in Denmark?
I've got all my schooling in Denmark,
mm-hmm.
yeah. 4 years in grade school and 5 years in high school.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember anything special about school, what it was like? Or?
Oh, we had a lot of homework, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
We had every year we got a paper with each day of the week. And each hour on there, what was in those hours.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to follow that. There wasn't all that play.
Mm-hmm.
We did have 1 hour gym every
uh-huh.
day. But there
you
was...
had a schedule for the week.
You
and
bet
that's
you
what
we
you
had
were
a schedule, yeah.
Work
and we went to school every Saturday, too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
six
you
days.
Sure. Yeah. So that's why you can almost see you can finish, say you can... finish a year earlier on account of that.
Uh-huh.
All those Saturdays during those
yeah.
years, you makes another year.
Uh-huh. And then you learned English then at school?
I had English 5 years, German 4 years, and Swedish 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, goodness.
And by the way, I graduated as number two for my class.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Did many of the kids go to high school?
Yes. That's. I wouldn't say it's absolutely compulsory.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if
I think
it is.
It is today.
I don't know if it is now, but that time it wasn't. But from the fourth grade, you took a test,
mm-hmm.
and if you passed that test, you went into high school. If you didn't, you stayed. What is it? Seven years? In 7 or 8 years? And in grade school, I don't remember, mm-hmm. something like that.
Did they go to trade schools then?
Afterwards, mm-hmm. some of those that didn't go to high school and so on, a lot of them went to trade school. See, you were through school when you were 14 in a grade school. So that's about 7 years you went. Mm-hmm. And, 8 years. But you could go into trade school, and they had evening schools, technical schools mm-hmm. like you have here. So a lot of the kids went that way and mm-hmm. learned their trade. Mm-hmm. And you had to be 4 years in any line you learned before you were journeyman or mm-hmm. full-fledged. Mm-hmm. Either that was carpenter or what it was, 4 years training.
Uh-huh. Were there more people that were going on to the trade schools or going into the high school, do you know? Or do you
I think more went to high school. From there, they could go into the seminarium or the college or mm-hmm. universities and things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Had that been that way for a long time?
Oh, it had been all the time that I knew.
Mm-hmm. So this was in, say, 1915 and about that time. So you came in 19...
I came in 1925.
In 25.
I was through school in 23.
I see.
So... Uh-huh.
Okay. Who did you come to the U.S. with?
Well, I came alone, mm-hmm. but I had an uncle and an aunt over here that was visiting. That was my father's sister, was visiting Denmark when I was a little tiny girl. And they had no children, and they wanted me. Mm-hmm. And my mother said, I'll put $1,000 on the table if I can have her. My mother said, I don't sell my children. She said, when she's through school, and if she wants to go over there, she can. Uh-huh. So I was barely out of school, came a letter for him to come over. And I thought, well, adventure, you know, uh-huh. when you're 18 years old.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, I'll go to America for 2 years. And be real good at my English, you know. Uh-huh. When you speak it, that helps.
Yes.
So, and then I can go back to Denmark and get a real good job. Mm-hmm. But then in the meantime, I met him and I didn't get back.
So you got married here.
I got stuck.
Yeah. Do you remember, how did you feel on the day you left?
Oh, you know, when you're 18, you're full of expectations and adventure and all that. Uh-huh. It really didn't sink in too much.
Right. And you were thinking you were just coming for a trip.
Yeah, that's all I had planned mm-hmm. for 2 years, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember anything about your trip over, what it was like? Where did you leave?
We left Copenhagen,
Copenhagen.
On a ship, you mm-hmm. know. And it was a nice trip. And there was a couple of ladies on board that boat that kept talking to me, you know. I was a young girl alone, kept warning me against white slave mm-hmm. trade, you know, and mm-hmm. all those things. And one lady said, oh, you got such pretty rosy cheeks. You'll lose them when you get to America.
Oh,
we don't have them over there. I still have them.
Okay, so then did you come to New York?
To New York, mm-hmm. yeah. And there I was another lady on board the ship that knew my uncle and aunt here. And see, her and I went together on the train out here. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't alone on the train. Mm-hmm. And we stopped in Salt Lake City to see the sights there. And we stopped on a farm in the Middle States and mm-hmm. saw some people she knew, and there had just been a cyclone the day before, and what damage, you know, and of mm-hmm. course that made a big impression on me. Mm-hmm. They had never seen things like that.
Mm-hmm. And then you came on to Tacoma.
Then came on to Seattle.
Or Seattle.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I've been here ever since, mm-hmm. except for 10, 11 years we had a motel in Moses Lake, uh-huh. and we were over there. Otherwise I've been around Seattle anyhow. Mm-hmm.
What did you think of Seattle when you first got
there?
Oh,
I loved it here. I always loved it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you go to work then? Or
yeah.
What did you do?
I did housework. Mm-hmm. And then every Thursday, all the girls that did housework, all the Danish girls, you know, we met uh-huh. downtown. And then we had a Danish club, and we went there in the evening, uh-huh. you know. And we had folk dances, and mm-hmm. we sang in the choir in the church, and all those things, you know. And we had, after we got married, we had in that club too. Every year we put on amateur play on the stage, you mm-hmm. know, things like that, and we both took part in that mm-hmm. for many years.
Did you? Was there a Danish community? Was there an area?
Oh, yeah.
What part of Seattle was that?
Well, they were all over Seattle, but we did have a church up on East Spruce, a Danish church, mm-hmm. with Danish service once or twice a month.
On Spruce?
On Spruce, yeah. Yeah. Now that's so, because that's all dark up mm-hmm. there, you know. Mm-hmm. And the church is out by Woodland Park now.
Mm-hmm. It's still a Danish congregation?
No, yeah, it's still... In some ways, but they don't speak Danish anymore. Uh-huh. We do have a Danish Christmas service, so that's about all. Mm-hmm. We get a minister in that can speak Danish and, mm-hmm. and have a Christmas service for us. Mm-hmm. But that's about all the Danish is now. There's quite a few little Danish clubs here and there, you know. There's a folk dance club and there's a businessman club and all mm-hmm. Danish. But how much Danish they speak, I don't know, because we don't belong. Mm-hmm.
When you came then, you had learned English in Denmark.
Oh, yeah.
But how was your, how did
well,
you
I could
you
read
here?
And write
you
English
read
just
it?
As good
oh,
as the rest of them.
Uh-huh.
And it was, you were a little shy, you know, mm-hmm. speaking, because you were afraid you didn't do it right.
Right.
So, well, of course, it doesn't take long. I went out to stay with some friends of my uncle and aunt for a couple of months. He was a lawyer, and he was of Danish descent. Mm-hmm. And had quite a few Danish customers that he couldn't speak to.
Oh.
So he knew a little, you know, from home. But I spoke Danish to him and tried to teach him Danish. And that way I learned to be more free speaking mm-hmm. English with them.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever feel, well, I'm not embarrassed, but any feeling of prejudice coming and from another country and coming here? Did you ever feel a negative feeling from anybody here?
No. The first job I had here was very nice people. Mm-hmm. And she said to me more than once, she says, I know you're from a good home and you have a good education. Uh-huh. She said, we know that. And luckily, when I could read English, I could cook. I've learned to cook. Mm-hmm. But by reading English, you see, I could cook the American
mm-hmm.
cookbook.
Yeah, read the rest.
But that, yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
But then I worked for a Jewish family, and they treat you like dirt some of them.
Dear.
So.
Oh. Uh-huh. Did you live with the families that you
yeah.
did housework
mm-hmm.
with?
Always, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. What did you find was the most exciting about America when you first got here? Do you remember what was your...
Well, I'll tell you, the best thing I knew over here was their salads.
Oh,
I loved any kind of salad they served for uh-huh. me. I like that. No, well, I don't know. It was so big, everything, you know, mm-hmm. compared to what I was used to.
Mm-hmm.
But and people are very friendly here. So I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed America.
So you felt
I feel
home
at home. That's
right
our
away.
Home,
mm-hmm.
yeah. I like to go visit to Denmark once in a while, but that wouldn't live there anymore.
Uh-huh.
This is home to us.
Uh-huh. And you felt that way almost from the start then? You felt comfortable
yeah,
here?
Yeah, we liked uh-huh. it from the start. Of course, I had only been here a few months when he came.
Okay, let's hear about where did you meet your husband?
Yeah. Well, funny, we met, of course, up in that little Danish club is where
uh-huh.
we met.
Oh.
And he was on his way through the around the world, actually working his way to see the world, and had been all through Canada and so on. But uh-huh. maybe he would rather tell that.
No, you're doing fine.
And and then he came to Seattle and worked here, and we met up there, and that's as far as his world trip came. He got stuck here.
That was it. Yeah. Okay, did you? You get married in that Danish church then?
Yeah.
Do you remember what was your wedding like? Did you have bridesmaids?
Nothing. We were just ourselves. Uh-huh. Had just one of our couple of our very close friends stood up with us, mm-hmm. and another couple had a little reception for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then the club, little Danish club afterward, had a little party for us.
Mm-hmm.
But that was all. You see, I didn't know too many people.
Oh, no,
and
no.
So what?
Did you have a wedding cake?
Well,
remember?
She did. The
uh-huh.
one that had the reception for us
uh-huh.
had a wedding cake.
Is
yeah.
the cake like, what is a traditional Danish wedding cake? Is it like
kransekage. You know what that is? With the rings almond made out of almond paste. The rings start like that and goes up in a point.
And decorated
with Danish flags and different things like that. Oh, it's delicious.
Uh-huh. Is there whipped cream in there?
No, nothing. That's all rings baked out of almond, like a macaroon, you know, macaroon taste.
And
come
and
up
it
in a
forms a pyramid. Then.
Yeah, and that is a Danish wedding cake.
Uh-huh.
And we had that for our silver wedding, and we had that for our golden wedding. You find that in most places when they have things like that. They have that.
Then how many children did you have?
Two.
What are their names?
Elsie and Carl.
Mm-hmm. And do they live?
Elsie lives down here just a mile from here by Agate Pass.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that just lost her husband.
Uh-huh.
And our son has a park, not as big as this here, but a park like this up at Twisp.
Oh, in Twist.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then you have grandchildren?
Yeah, we have four grandchildren. They each have two children.
Mm-hmm.
And our daughter's oldest boy have two children, so we've got two great-grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Did you work after you were married? Did you?
No.
When you were?
No, I didn't work.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, I worked about 6 months once for somebody we knew that had a Tencent store, and I helped him out for 6 months. That was all.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, I didn't work.
Uh-huh. Have you belonged to a church?
Yeah, the Lutheran, the St. John's Lutheran Church. That's where we belong. It's up by Woodland Park.
Uh-huh.
We
are
still
there other Danish people in there?
Yeah, I joined it anyhow before I was married, and I think he joined too when you came, and we belonged to that ever since.
Mm-hmm. Did you belong to any Scandinavian groups?
He belongs to the Brotherhood,
mm-hmm.
and that's
Sons of Norway.
Sons of Norway.
And then we belong to a little, used to be a dramatic club that was called Harmonie. But it's now more just a social club now, because we're all getting too old to play.
That was a Danish
club. That's a Danish club, yeah.
How do you spell that?
Just that. Harmony, like harmony.
Oh, harmony. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Have you belonged to any other kind? You haven't belonged to other clubs or groups?
Well, years ago we belonged to...
To our moon.
Oh, yeah. The seagull is Mogen, means the seagull. That was that little Danish club that we joined when we first came.
Mm-hmm.
And that existed till, it existed about 15, 20 years till after we...
I was pushing it for that many years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We went to other towns with our place. We went to Tacoma and to Vancouver up in Canada and places like that put on our place.
And what was the name of that, spell that?
M-A-A-G-E-N, Morgan.
And that means seagull.
That means seagull, yeah.
Uh-huh. Then have you been back to Denmark?
Yeah, we went back first time in right after the war in 1946,
mm-hmm.
and had the children with us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got back there in 1954, and then we have been about five times. This is our six times within the last 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone every second year.
Mm-hmm. How do you find it there now?
Oh, it's nice, you know. And people are happy, good lucky over there.
Uh-huh.
Don't seem to have any worries, even you would think they would have with conditions the way they are, you know. It's like here, you know, it's hard times.
I'm concerned about the economy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you keep in touch with your relatives there?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've just got one brother now, and then I've got two sister-in-laws that I write to all the time.
Mm-hmm. If you would think of a way that you were going to describe Danish people, how would you describe the Danes?
Well, like where my husband comes from, that part of Denmark, they have a lot of humor.
Mm-hmm.
You, like him, you know.
Well, Copenhagen humor is something different.
Uh-huh.
That's a Victor Borg. You know,
uh-huh, yes.
That.
But where I come from,
like,
they're a little...
They, who do you look like? You look like...
they're more serious-minded over in that part of Denmark. And they can take a joke, but they think a little bit about it. You know, they're not like him, just throw out a joke just like that, you know. They got to think about it. But they're so friendly. It doesn't matter where you go over there. And we came with that tape there in 54, people we have never seen. And we were invited in, and we were invited to stay overnight, and they were so friendly.
Mm-hmm. Now that was a tape that you were telling me about.
He made people over here, their voices.
Danish people here, and then took it back to Denmark with you.
And we traveled all over Denmark. And
I know a lot of people can...
Go ahead.
I know a lot of people in this country said, I don't see that you want to go to all
you
that
want to be bothered to
But
do
we got
that.
More kick out of it than they did, you know, just to do that for them.
We
really enjoy it.
And we took our car with us home that year so we could travel all over with it. And in 54 we took a trip down through, a month down through Germany and Italy and France and Holland and Belgium and all those countries, Switzerland, and we enjoyed that.
Do you, has it been important to you to be Danish, as far as, have you felt that it's an important part of your life?
Well, I'm really proud of my Danish background, I really am, because when I came to this country, you saw in the paper advertised for a girl for housekeeping, Danish preferred. You saw that quite often. They knew that they had learned to do their work and they weren't lazy. How the conditions are back there now, I don't think you can hardly find a maid in Denmark anymore. I don't think they want to. But that time, you know, it was quite good. And you come to this country, you're strange, and that way you have a home and your room and board.
Then have you kept some of the Danish traditions? I know you mentioned about the rice pudding at Christmas time and
not so much anymore. But when we were younger, you know, in our little Danish club, we had all the things that happened. You know, the Independence Day and all those things we celebrated in the little club. But as far as privately at home, we haven't done much, have you?
Mostly Christmas.
What about Midsummer?
Well,
Do you have any special celebrations?
What you call? Not Fastelavn. That's in February. Fastelavn is like your Halloween over here, you know. They get dressed up in costumes and you have a barrel full of candy and orange, and supposed to be a cat. It's called beat the cat out of the barrel is really what it's called in Danish. Then you each have a stick and you keep going around and hit it until it finally breaks. And whoever breaks it and the girl behind him are the king and queen. If it's that way.
It'd be like a pinata, like the Mexican pinata that's full of candy. And
something on that order, They do that in February. There's a day in February. And then we have Harvest Festival, too. That'd be the midsummer. We used to decorate the tables beautiful and have a Harvest Festival up at in the church basement where we did most of the stuff, you know. And we have had a lot of, when he was president for that little club there, we had a lot of famous people from Denmark over here to speak and things like that. And he was always in charge of it. But that's all gone water under the bridge now because we get too old for those things.
Do you, is there a special saying or prayer or song that you could say in Danish, something that you remember?
Well, I don't know what kind of prayer. Usually, you know, you say a little prayer at the table. And when we were children, we learned a little prayer that I always liked so well. about now I lay me down to sleep, you know.
Could you say that in Danish?
Yeah. Nu lukker sig mit øje, Gud fader i det høje, i vare tæk mig tag, fra synd og sorg og fare, min engle mig bevare, som livet har min fod i dag. That, you know, now I lay me. It's
the same.
The same about, yeah.
All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to share that you can...
Well, I think I'll let him
no,
talk.
Oh, you're doing fine. Oh,
I talk too much.
No, this has been fine. All right.
No,
well,
I don't know, really know what it could be.
Okay. Well, maybe you think of something while we're talking.
Maybe then. When he starts talking,
well, I
think of something.
Okay.
You told me everything.
Okay. Well, I'll change the tape and I'll put his on another tape. I'd like to thank you very much for this interview.
Well, you're sure welcome.
Okay.
Hello.